systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Saturday, April 6th, 2024, and my name is Matt.
And I'm BJ.
And this is episode 832 of The Jam Hole, thejamhole.com. Check it out. Most every week here, recording live via the Telegram. You can come hang out with the rest of the Jamholians in there, just kind of talking shit throughout the week, finding news articles and whatnot. I posted this banger of a poster. It's our very first poster 1.0 version. Do you like to laugh?
Yes.
Do you see how I showed a very powerful marketing prowess from such a young age? Zero professional training whatsoever. You would look at this and you would say, wow, I bet he went to like a very prestigious marketing school. Nope.
Not even DeVry.
That's just in my soul. I opened up Photoshop and that's what I came up
with.
Good
old Photoshop. I love that bitch.
The old hook. Do you like to laugh? And I mean, legit, like, who is going to look at that and be like, I don't think I do.
And sees this like thing that looks like a sperm.
I don't like to laugh.
Go on.
So I hate to laugh, as a matter of fact. Like, nobody's ever said that, because humans need to and they like to. We're jokies. We're jokey peeps, you know? We gotta laugh.
Absolutely.
And so I went with that and I ran with it. And then obviously the logo, gotta have brand recognition in there. Followed by the web address, also important since it's a website. And then the hard part, back in 2008, explaining what in the actual holy living fuck is a podcast. Internet radio, that was the way we always kind of, you know, let people know about it. You tell people it's a podcast, they're like, what's a podcast? But if you're like, oh, it's internet radio, they're like, oh,
that's
I know what
pulled me in. I
know radio.
Like, huh?
I know radio. I like radio. And then there you go. Free comedy internet radio talk show.
And if you're lucky enough, a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, you may get a girlfriend out of it. Join us as we dissect society one idiot at a time.
Perfect.
It's been the same idiot. That's me. I am the idiot, turns out. It wasn't a show looking outward, but rather looking inward to the idiot within, and that's me.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Just now. I just came up with that. Just okay. Now. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, cha-ching, MP3 format to play on your iPod, Zune, smartphone, or compact disc.
Oh my God. You put that in there?
Do you remember when people would take podcasts and burn them to CDs so that they could listen to them in their car?
That sounds like
oh,
sex
God.
On a beach.
It was sex. The sex. I used to do that shit. And then I found that certain CD decks would play MP3 CDs. And then some of those would play the R dubs, which meant that I could take one or two discs and just keep re-burning podcasts. So like, oh God, it was such a retarded fucking time in our history. Just like every morning burning my fucking podcast episodes for the day.
I remember going on, I think it was LimeWire.
LimeWire. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Burning like CDs and CDs full of music that I like just to take it and move it over to Apple to put it on my iPod.
Yo.
Man, that shit was crazy.
And then the Zune. I can't even believe I gave a shout out to the Zune on this bitch. That's so dope. Or listen right from thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com.
We like email.
Voicemail line for you, 406-204-4687. Come join us and be a part of the last true free media.
Oh, you go, baby.
Hey, bud, you want to step down from your high fucking horse and come down here with the rest of us? What the fuck was I? And what's my beef with the FCC? There's a little asterisk.
They won't let you be.
See, like, it says, join us as we dissect society one idiot at a time. Get some FCC free truth. And then I put an asterisk there. And then if you go to the bottom of the poster, the asterisk says the FCC can't touch the internet. Ha ha.
Can't touch this.
Like, is that just me in 2008 just like poking the bear?
Oh, you were poking all the bears.
What the fuck?
There was not a bear you did not poke.
The FCC won't let me be or let me be free. So let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but feel so guilty without me.
Guilty?
That's so crazy. That's so crazy that I fucking went there.
Oh, you went there.
Oh, one idiot at a fucking time. Brilliant. I'll mention the Rack FM special with the Jam Hole. That's us, V3, 10 Ways to Die. If you head over to rackfm.org, you can find it there, or apparently on the Patronus. It'll be up there at some point. But yeah, enjoy that. That was me, Robo, BJizz here discussing different fun ways to die, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what that space was all about, but I'm told it was good, and it's up at rackfm.org. So,
do you ponder how we would like to die or not die?
No, we already did that.
Then listen to that episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't want to do that again.
Jesus Christ.
Let's do it.
I was talking to the listener, not you.
The emotional support snail farm going great.
Mm-hmm.
Tits just... snails loving life, me loving my snails, loving life, the overall vibe, I guess, the vibe check, the overall temp check, vibe check of the whole system is going up, you know. It's improving. It's improving my well-being, my mental health, my mental awareness. And I think that's, you know, really shining through in the work that I do and in my personality. So I just want to give a huge, huge hard candy shell covered shout out to the snails. You know, y'all make it worthwhile.
I ventured out into the world to go to a pet shop and ended up actually pretty sure that's where we got sick.
Yeah, this is like turning into kind of a weekly occurrence. Now, I don't know
yearly,
if that's...
Yearly, or week, monthly. Yeah,
no, let's say weekly, because every week is something, right? Is either the pet shop, or a dance class, or a fucking birthday party, or a fucking Easter. I mean, it could...
It's been monthly, but yeah, it's been a lot.
Yeah, so that's been fun. Do you suppose Dr. Wilson, Dr. Ben,
oh baby,
he had some thoughts on the whole ordeal and thought perhaps that it was due to shedding, vaccine shedding?
So yes, that's what he said.
Let's play this out here as an example. Let's say that hypothetically I have not gotten the vaccine because my body is a temple and I keep that shit pure and clean and vibrant and perfect. And let's say that your body is like a crack house and you got that vaccine.
Whoa, my body's not a crack house. That was a little
Let's say your body's like a strip club. Okay. My body is a...
This is a hypothetical, so fine. Fuck it. Whatever.
My body is a monastery, a temple full of monks chanting, and your body is a crack house, like I said. Strip club, sorry. And let's say that we knock boots because you listen to my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, damn, I want to dissect society with that idiot and get some FCC free truth.
Because I love to laugh.
Oh my God, because I love to laugh. Oh fuck. So let's say all of those boxes are checked.
Yes.
Oh fuck. So then what? Oh, you scrambled me up good, baby. I don't even know what I'm fucking saying.
You were
saying
talking
now.
About Ben and his
shedding. Let's say that all of that shit happens.
We're knocking boots.
We knock them boots, and then all of your virus dead body parts shed off of you. They slough off of you and they attach themselves to me. And now I'm
And now
what?
You are supposedly carrying.
And now I'm a carrier?
My booster shot shedded off on you, so now you have some of the vaccine, and that's why.
I'm an aircraft carrier. Yes. Yes.
Yes,
I've always wanted to identify as an aircraft carrier.
Congratulations. You now do, I guess. But yeah, that was his.
So they shed. So what does that mean for the rest of us? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything because it isn't perfect. Real. So
okay, yeah. No, I do. I listen to a lot of the Skeptics Guide to the Universe. Big fan of those guys and their show and their books and everything. And I can always tell. Because like, I can always tell like when some bullshit is some like legit ass bullshit is because they will have already had covered it like 2 to 4 weeks before Ben brings it up. So he's reading the same story that they're reading, and they, because they're doctors and they're smart and they've been doing this thing for, you know, longer then we've been doing the jam hole over 20 years. I would trust them. And not to mention, one of them is a fucking doctor. So, you know, there's that. I would trust their good word over Ben. I'm sorry, Ben. I love you, bro. You're an artist. Let's stick to that. Okay. Let's leave the doctoring to the doctors. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So how are you feeling besides all that?
I think I'm all right.
Do you still like to laugh?
I still love to laugh.
Yes. Yes.
And fucking with that FCC.
Oh my God.
Free media.
I can't believe like why would you even put that? It was like some weird like lens of bad acid tree that I was like trying to see myself through, I guess. I honestly, I have no excuse for this behavior, and I apologize to not only the FCC, but to the SEC, and to, you know, anybody else who...
Jamholian Universe.
May or may not have been offended. Speaking of the SEC real quick, if you're following the story about Terra and the crash and the lawsuits and all of that shit, the SEC did come to, or I guess the jury, they came to a verdict. And they did, in fact, find Tara, or I guess Doe, Mr. Doquan, guilty of some fraudulent things, I guess. So, oh man, that's a shit show in its own right. So
I haven't been following it closely.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they did the,
yeah,
they
know,
were trying to extradite him and back and forth. And like, he never even like got out of Montenegro. It's like this whole thing. They went ahead with the trial, even though he wasn't able to even fucking be there to like, yeah, dude, it's
so here in the U.S. they went through with a trial.
Yeah. And found him guilty.
I feel like there's legal issues with that.
You know, I feel like they have lawyers that are making a whole hell of a lot more money than any of us to deal with this sort of these shenanigans, these insane, wacky shenanigans. Unbelievable, though. I mean, it's completely believable,
right?
But it's unbelievable, but it's believable. So
it's unfortunately believable.
And you know what? That is where the emotional support snail really shines. You know, like you could just be down on your fucking dick, just down on your luck, hating everything that life has to offer.
Well, I like being down on the dick, so that's
I
really
like
not...
it when you get down on the dick. You can get down on the dick here in about 40 minutes, T minus. But it's, yeah. Burger sent in, Burger Jesus sent in a couple stories to the Telegram. You can come hang out in there with us and say hi to Burger Jesus. This one is called, and out of the home turf, even, my goodness, from Michigan. This one is called Tire Comes Off Vehicle Kills Driver Going Opposite Direction on I-94 in Ann Arbor Township. My goodness, rest in peace. This reminds me of that movie where the tire like goes around killing people. Isn't that a movie? Rubber?
Is
it called
Rubber? I don't know that movie.
Rubber.
I'm
it's
unaware.
A tire. It's the right one. Let me see. Rubber. It's the tire.
And glue
boom.
Bounces
there we are.
Off me and sticks
there we
to
are.
You.
Right there.
I see.
A film by Quentin Dupuy.
Oh.
Careful where you tread. Because it's a tire.
All obviously, right. Yes.
Anywho, that's what that kind of reminded me of, I guess.
I could see why.
Funny, gory, and downright insane.
In the membrane.
Wee! Insane in the brain! the incident happened on I-94 in Ann Arbor Township on Tuesday afternoon. Michigan State Police reported a 38-year-old male from Jackson was driving on westbound I-94 when the front driver's side tire came off of their Dodge Journey.
Damn.
The tire went across the median, hitting a Chevy Malibu on eastbound I-94. The tire hit the Malibu on the driver's side windshield and roof. Holy fuck. Causing the roof to cave in and hit the driver in the head. Ouchies. The 49-year-old male from Dearborn Heights was pronounced dead at the scene. Rest in power, King. Michigan State Police troopers from the Brighton Post were dispatched to the scene around 4 p.m. Tuesday. Drugs or alcohol were not involved in the incident.
Or so they say.
Well, that tire was looking pretty wobbly. So, yeah, I don't know. That's fucking nuts, though. And that is a really great, like, reminder, I guess, to really be head on a swivel paying attention when you're out there driving, because you don't fucking know. Shit can happen. Next thing you know, you got fucking rubber pounding on your fucking windshield, you know? Like, that is absolutely insane to me. Like, that could happen.
It is fucking bizarre.
Especially for how much these Bible beaters are all like, oh, Jesus, take the wheel. Like, motherfucker, Jesus, take this goddamn tire. Fuck, dude.
See what happens when you let him take the wheel?
Right?
He really takes it.
Wheels goddamn falling off and shit.
Jesus, like, take the wheel. Okay, man, got you. And just like rips your fucking wheel off.
Playing fucking marbles, but with the tire. And then, like, with humans as the marbles and just wrecking shit. Thanks, Jizo. He sent in another one here. There's, I guess, a gentleman by the name Batman out there in old Wexford County. This one is called Batman Arrested for Operating While Intoxicated in Wexford County. A Detroit man was arrested for allegedly driving while intoxicated. Jamal Batman, 42, was arraigned in the 84th District Court on the following charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, ding, one count of possession of cocaine under 25 grams, that cocaine, ding, one count of open intoxicants in the vehicle, ding, and one count of driving while the license is revoked. You have no license, Batman. It has been revoked.
Revoked.
Batman's bond was set at $100,000. At 3 a.m. on Sunday, troopers stopped a vehicle on southbound U.S. 131 near exit 176 for a quote-unquote moving violation. Troopers noticed an open bottle of tequila. Whenever I see the word tequila, hear it, smell it, anything, I instantly am transported to that scene with Pee Wee Herman just fucking does the dance.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm transported to the Ninja Turtles. So.
Tequila. Oh, they do it as well. Mm-hmm. Yes. But what they are referencing, I believe, is the Pee-wee Herman tequila dance from Pee-wee's Big Top Adventure something.
Okay.
So there you go. Good references tonight, guys. Good references. Sobriety tests were administered, and Batman was arrested. After Batman was taken out of the patrol vehicle at the jail, troopers said he disappeared. Poof, puff of smoke. Gone, like the wind. No, they actually located a small plastic baggie containing, of course, a white powdery substance. And that powdery substance, of course,
was
tested positive for cocaine.
Cocaine.
I do cocaine. So there you go. Michigan showing up twice. Batman and Robin.
And Robin.
In the motherfucking house. Let's see. This is kind of interesting. So, you know, a bit ago, the not patent, about it's late. Tired. I almost called it a patent. The copyright, I believe, for certain like Disney characters or whatever expired, right? So then you saw the Winnie the Pooh horror film, right? I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but you've seen them, these films crop up.
Yes, I've seen good things.
Have you? I've seen picture. Have you seen this Winnie the Pooh? This thing is night fucking marish. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
I'm so ready.
This came out in 2023. Now tell me that is, I mean, right? Like, look at that ugly motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane, right? Okay, so you have that. And it's one movie house, movie studio creating these, or at least this group of them, you know?
Okay.
And so on the heels of their smash success, Winnie the Pooh, Blood in My Honey, Blood and Honey, they're coming out with their next feature. And that one is called Bambi, The Reckoning, which brings the childhood classic into the horror universe. And I'm fucking here for it.
What I love is the fact that they took Disney's shit because Disney let it lapse. Because
fuck them, that's why.
That's my favorite part of that thing.
Oh,
and I love a good horror show, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Double up? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we watch the Winnie the The poo one. God fucking Christ. Winnie the Pooh.
First things first, let's watch the poo-poo.
Watch that poo-poo. Buckle up and prepare yourself for a full load of B-rated poo in the yes. very near future. Just B-load that right over my face holes, you guys. Just
I love that they made they said load. It's B-rated, that they weren't like top-notch B-rated.
I think it means it's waiting to be rated. No, I don't know. This is being crafted as part of the Twisted Childhood Universe, conceived and created by Riz Frake Waterfield and produced by the filmmakers Jagged Edge Production Film Studio. Bambi The Reckoning will soon be released.
So good.
If you want to check out the trailer, I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. If you are watching live with us, you can. Oh my goodness. This is going to be a winner. I can already tell. You know how, like, you can just feel things?
Feel the amazingness. Like,
if I put your hand down my pants, I guess you'll feel not, like, you'll you know,
I get what you're going.
This is that, but like, oh, Nilly, there you go. If you're,
give it to me straight.
If you're in the chat ski there, enjoy that. Oh man,
that's the Bambi one though.
Yeah. That's Bambi.
Big Bambino.
You want to watch it? Look at this. Look at this bad bitch. So creepy.
You ever shot a deer?
No. Have you?
Honestly, Bambi's kind of a creepy show if you think about it in general, so this is appropriate. This is like Brother Grimm style.
Is it?
Oh, I see. That should be Bambi's dad. We'll see.
Bro, make me a trailer without actually making me a fucking trailer, because that's what that pile of shit was. I hope the fucking movie's better than the trailer. But that shit at the end, dude, that fucking Bambi fucking rocked that car. And there, I'm sorry, there's no way that's happening in real life. And I get it. I get it. It's poetic license or what have you. But
I mean, maybe if a retard's driving.
I mean, maybe if it's a moose or an elk, but like a deer, I don't know. Maybe it just hits too close to home and I've hit too many deer in my cars and like, I've never had one like get up and just like come at me, bro. You know, like it's so yeah, I don't know. The Pooniverse. They say the Pooniverse began with the release of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and Riz has wild plans for expansion. Don't expect any of the movies in this series to be well crafted or good or top notch entertainment. They're low budget garbage, but that's also their main selling point.
At least they give it to you straight.
Yeah, no, I fucking giantfreakingrobot.com, man. They always give it to you straight, for sure. For most people, the sudden influx of bloody Disney characters is far too predictable and unoriginal. Bambi, The Reckoning, a more creative mind would find other ways to capitalize on the recently acquired freedom of the public domain regarding some of the most iconic childhood characters. Maybe a documentary featuring Mickey's plans for the future. Or a rom-com with Peter Pan and Tarzan. No?
With as many cunts as they've been lately, I love the fact that Disney's getting this shit done to them.
For real. Regardless, the newest addition to the Twisted Childhood Universe will be Bambi, The Reckoning. The new horror flick dropped an exciting trailer today. Well, exciting. Well, you did put it in quotes, so okay, I'll give you that. I don't know if exciting is how I would describe it, but sure. Featuring an ominous scene between two hunters in the forest doing a little target practice.
Nice.
What's good, Robo, joining us in the chat? Welcome.
Robo,
welcome.
Baby, hey.
Did you check out the Bambi the Reckoning trailer? And did you watch Winnie the Pooh, what was it called? Blood and My Honey?
Something.
Blood
and Honey.
Blood and Honey. Honey bunches of oats and blood and stuff. Anyway, where are we at here? It doesn't really matter. One man says in the trailer, "You ever shot a deer?" "No, have you?"
"Yeah."
To which the first hunter says, "Yeah, once. I shot a deer once, and then I fucked it in its little deer face, because that's what hunters do, and then I cut it open, and I ripped out its heart, and I took a bite of it right as I absorbed its
did
power,
not say
and
that.
Then I turned into a fucking deer, and I fucked that car up, and that was... that one time that I ate mushrooms in the forest by myself."
At band camp.
At band camp. "You ever shot a deer?" "Yep. Several. And I've hit them with my car. So thank you for bringing up those memories." however, the official synopsis of Bambi the Reckoning doesn't say anything about such a theme. All you get from the current film synopsis is that, quote, "The plot follows a woman named Zana and her son named Benji who must fight to survive when they find themselves as..." All right, who fucking cares? Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 just dropped at the end of last month, March 26th, and Bambi the Reckoning is set to be followed up by Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare and Pinocchio Unstrung. What?
Ooh.
What? How's your fucking ideas for movies? Because, wow. Are these, like, coming from Web3? Because that's the kind of fucking dumb fag shit I would expect some of these fucking stupid NFT projects to be pitching. Am I right? Or am I fucking right?
You're right.
I'm fucking right. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Moving on. This has the word seizure in it. So I have some Google News alerts set up to give me up to date, like up to the minute, the second, anything that ever has to do with anything seizure related. I want it so that I can then have something to discuss with my girlfriend, because otherwise nothing, blank slate, you
oh
know,
God, baby.
A San Anselmo man on Wednesday, he sued the police after they stunned him with a taser, bro, and arrested him while he was having a grand mal seizure in his bedroom, all captured on body cam video footage.
Oh my God, that's awful and amazing.
Bruce Frankel, 61, a financial planner, filed the suit in Marin County Superior Court against the Central Marin Police Authority, alleging battery, false arrest, and defamation. His lawsuit also alleges that police concocted a cover-up story where officers falsely arrested him on bogus charges to justify what he describes as their use of excessive force. Bros,
I
why?
Believe him.
Why, bros? Why? Why would you fuck with this poor dude? Like, what did this dude ever do to y'all?
Not a
that, like, now you, yeah. Like, why are you all up in this guy's shit, you know? What's up with that?
Because they
want
to be a bunch of cunts.
It is. It's a bunch of cunts. Pensacola cunts. They're just fucking being dicks, and I don't understand why. Like, just be cool, you know? The world would be a lot cooler if y'all could just be
weren't
cool.
So cunty.
Yeah, don't be so cunty. Police Chief Michael Norton declined an opportunity to be interviewed. Oh, I am shocked. Fox. Wow. Yeah, no, I'm good, guys. Thanks, though. Thanks. In an email, though, he said that his department, quote, regrets that Bruce Frankel has elected to pursue litigation against us for an alleged improper emergency medical response to him.
Alleged.
My, how the turns have tabled. Okay. Okay.
Alleged.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's see that body cam. Oh, real alleged.
Norton added that his department, quote, will vigorously defend itself against this meritless and factually inaccurate litigation. Unfortunately, this individual has decided to first litigate his case in the media rather than in court. Huh. Where we are confident.
I like it.
The action of our officers will be vindicated. Well, you have to, because guess what? If you don't, then they suicide you. And then what? So, it's kind of the only way normal people can get a fair shake is in the court of public opinion. And by doing that, you get it public enough. Hopefully, there's enough eyeballs on it that the people that were going to suicide you think fucking twice about it, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy that we even have to, like, think about that kind of shit, you know? Like, oh, I better say something, see something, say something. Well, that they might kill me. Okay, what? Like, how did we get that? Wow. Wow, you guys.
Sorry about that. I was trying to read them comments there.
Oh, it's all good.
At least it was dead air, so you can cut that out. No big whoop dog.
Oh, it's Robo and Mr. Woken are discussing the F1 race.
And the pedo Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. Robo says Pinocchio is a movie about pedos. It's common knowledge. They even talk about Epstein's Island in the original. If you know, you know. Oh, Robo.
If you know, man.
Robo, host of Rack FM, rackfm.org. You can find all those episodes over there. Let's see. They say the suit raises a question about the quality of police training to assess medical emergencies and why handcuffs and a stun gun were used on a man who was suffering from a health crisis and had not been accused of any crime.
Absolutely.
They just wanted to light his ass up. He must, somebody's banging somebody's wife here, I think, you know?
Okay, I could see where that would be.
Right? And then they're like, stop, please, or I'll shoot. You know, like, okay. Sorry, I was banging your wife, Bill. She's just, you know, she asked for it.
Twice. You weren't doing it, so, I mean, somebody's got to.
The ladies' man syndrome. I mean, you know, if the police had just asked my wife, Alice, two questions, what's going on, and has this happened before? Of course, we wouldn't be here today. But that officer did not do that at all. He instead assumed that he knew what was going on and then proceeded to attack me.
Wow.
That's crazy shit. I feel blessed that I have never had to deal with, like, seizures or any shit like that, but goddamn, dude, like, these trigger happy motherfuckers just want to fucking tase a bro. I mean, I don't blame them, that's just fun as fuck, right? But like, you're at work, you gotta, you know, time and a place for it's,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because, you know, I don't want to get suicided. Fuck's sake, these motherfuckers. Ooh, speaking of being suicided, this is super dope, right up my alley, and I just want to say that the Jam Hole fully supports you. This beautiful, beautiful 28-year-old here, she is going to be euthanized next month by her own choice, her own free will, her own volition, whatever you want to call it, and I think that is a beautiful euthanized? Fucking thing. Yes. I think when you get to a certain age, and obviously everybody's got, you know, different health things going on with them and whatnot, but I think, like, when you get to a certain age and you're, like, just shit start, like, say my arm just kind of fell off when I turned 64 or something, I'd be like, you know what?
She's in her 20s, though.
I think I'm good here. Like, let's bring in the euthanization machine and, like, let's give me a good send-off, right?
Now, that's understandable.
Of course.
In your 20s, though.
Well, if you have advanced MS or terminal cancer or something like that, perhaps you would just be like, all right, I'm good on this. Like, let's do something else.
Okay. At that point, okay.
Despite being physically healthy and able-bodied, Zoraya Terabik,
okay, so that's 28, not the case.
Believes her mental suffering is so severe that it puts her in the same boat. She says her depression and autism and borderline personality disorder has thwarted all her life ambitions and left her feeling tired of living, despite living in a nice house with two cats and a boyfriend with whom she loves. Speaking to the Free Press, Zoro claimed a psychiatrist told her, "There's nothing more we can do for you. It's never going to get any better." Wow.
Wow. Yes. Best therapist ever.
How's your bedside manner? Yeah, you know how you're feeling? It's literally going to be like that forever.
That is not good for your fucking payroll.
Forever.
Was she that hard to deal with that she was like, yep, do it?
Forever. Yeah, that's in fucking sane. How about you just keep the meds coming and I'll fucking cure myself, all right? Depression, autism. Wow. So just imagine she's sitting there with the doc. She doesn't know where to put her hands because the autism. She can't make eye contact because the autism. And then that just makes her fucking depressed. And then the doc's like, cha-ching! Holy good fuck.
But it's not cha-ching. You're like fucking, if you euthanize her, she's not coming back.
Or is she?
So she has to be like that bad of a fucking person to deal with. As a therapist, like, you have to have a person that shit and hard to deal with. You're like, yep, euthanize yourself. That's great.
It's her
choice.
It's
not going to get better.
It's her choice, yeah.
Right, but they usually try and talk you down or, like, what do you think? Not like,
honestly,
boom, do it.
The more I think about it, the more I think I appreciate the honesty. Because, like, if you're just leading me on that, like, oh, yeah, next session, that's the one we have our breakthrough. Like, no, we're not ever. I would rather them be real and be like, all right, listen, like, I've seen a lot of fucked up brains. Yours right up there. Top five. All right. Top five most fucked up junk happening in the brain chemistry. I got nothing for you. You know, why don't you just kill yourself? I just think of that bumper DV plays. Why don't you just kill yourself? It's all like super happy music, but yeah, I don't know. I think that's really nice.
As an option, okay, yeah.
We should all strive to have such honesty and such honest conversations with our medical providers, you know? That's all I'm saying. So there's nothing more we can do for you. It's never going to get any better. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to. Because she lives in the Netherlands, Zoraya can legally have her life ended by a doctor because a board agreed her suffering was, quote, unbearable with no prospect of improvement. That's literally all of our lives. You just described all of our lives right there.
Everybody.
Unbearable with no prospect of improvement.
Nada.
Oh my God.
Can't happen.
Excuse me. How's life going? Well, you know, it's been better. It's been worse. Lately, it's just basically been unbearable with no prospect of improvement. Oh, my God. That's the honesty we deserve right there. Who is this doctor? Give them an award. The 28-year-old added, quote, I was always very clear that if it doesn't get better, I can't do this anymore. She'll be euthanized on her sofa with her boyfriend by her side and no music playing.
What? You don't want music? Okay, man. That's
interesting.
There really is something wrong with you. Bye.
Bye, Felicia. Bye. That's dope, though. Just, like, on the sofa, just chilling. Like, getting jerked off one last time.
Jesus Christ.
Can you release the fucking poison as I'm climaxing, please? That would be super dope of you guys.
Me, baby, one more
they
time.
Just like give you the blue balls one last time. You're like, no, I was supposed to come, you son of a bitch. No tip for you. Doctor will first administer a sedative followed by a drug that will stop her heart. Stop through the heart. And you're too late. Your doctor said you ain't never gonna get better. She said the doctor really takes her time. It's not that they walk in and say, lay down, please. All right, let's get this going. Let's get this over with. I mean, let's get this started in here. Most of the time, it's a nice. Most of the time, it's a first cup of coffee to settle the nerves and create a soft atmosphere. Then she asks if I'm ready. I will take my place on the couch. She will once again ask if I'm sure. And I will raise my hand because I'm sure. And that's what we did in the 80s and 90s. We raised our hand if we were sure. She will then start up the procedure and wish me a good journey. Good journey, ma'am.
Bye.
Good journey. Good journey, ma'am.
Jenny, bye.
Bye. That's insane, dude. Good for the fucking Netherlands, though. You know? I respect the shit out of this so much.
I respect you.
I respect you, bro. Bro. Yo, bro. I respect you, bro. I respect you, bro. Bro, bro. I respect you. So yeah, you know, there she is. Then he asks if I'm ready. I take my place on the couch. Once again, ask if I'm ready. Start procedures. Good journey. Or in my case, have a nice nap because I hate it if people say safe journey because I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, baby.
You're going to hell. There will be no funeral as she doesn't have much family and doesn't believe her friends will want to attend. Wow, just a real Debbie Downer. Do you ever think maybe that's why?
Why your life's not getting any better?
Because you're just like the biggest Debbie Downer ever. Like, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but you kind of sounded like a Debbie Downer. You know what I mean?
100.
You know?
Yes, 100%.
No funeral, right? She wants to be cremated and scattered in a nice spot in the woods so her boyfriend doesn't have to keep her grave tidy. You know, thank you for that. Thank you. It's about fucking time. but you know, thank you. Thank you for being a friend. She added, I'm a little afraid of dying because it's the ultimate unknown. We don't really know what's next. Or is there nothing? That's the scary part.
I think you've already done gone there. Like, you've made that choice. What are you afraid of?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it. So, there you go. Good job. Thanks for passing that on. And if you're looking for an easy way out, as they say, head on over to the Netherlands. I mean, fuck, yo, you get legal weed, they're just so cutting edge as a people. They are like the people, you know, like they're the ones that you look at and you're like, man, they live in legit. They live in good. They live in fresh. I want to live pure and beautiful like that. And then that you just, you know, you follow what they do and hopefully it become what you do eventually, you know? So, let's see. Robo said the Dutch are cool as fuck. Been 11 times. Humble brag. Hashtag. No, that they are cool. I've been there once.
I mean, they had Gordon hugging a tree, so.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is legit. For show. Faux show. For show. Right? For show.
Faux show.
Faux show.
Faux show, my hoe.
All right. You call me a hoe again, we're gonna have problems. Okay. Psh, fuck off. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. Right? No, this. All right, yeah. I think that's going to do it for us. The Jam Hole, episode 832. Thank you so much for listening, for joining us on this journey through time and space. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's the website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you, 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message, and we'll listen to it. And possibly even play it. be sure to follow me on the Bird app on X, Twitter, whatever the fuck it's called. Twitter.com/thejamhole. And you can find BJizzy over there as well. And you'll see some videos of the snail farm coming along well. So definitely check that out. Come interact and participate. And yeah, we'll catch you all on the flip side over on rackfm.org. Robo, thank you for joining us. And you all have a beautiful night and a beautiful week.
I see the word porn.
Porn? Where? Shit. Hold on. Hot off the presses. This just in. Oh, yeah. They got a porn museum now. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening, y'all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I see the word porn.
Yeah,
please,
just
done.
Fucking up my ending. Oh, Lord.
Picking pockets, osmosis, damn only prognosis. Motherfuckers like to keep their bags locked, they bag holding. We just rock at the omens, awkward like these implosions. Your net worth at the bottom by the ocean gate. Salty ass people, they rusty and that shit's corrosive. Meanwhile, we just trying to venture in the moment, laughing at these over-emotional cats in ocean. Owen Gaddy's on the rag, he's turning cosmos into Kosovo. Diamond hands run around like chickens with their heads cut off. Turkey gal showing them right where they supposed to go. The dose makes the poison, watch these plebs overdose. Corn holding watch trading portfolios, watching all these clown ass peeps, they do it clown ass shit. Inside this clown ass ego, making clown ass bits. Now I've been down since day one in survival mode, so come fuck around and get your clown ass kicked. We ain't got no fucking idea, do we? Mimicking someone else's ideas till we make it to the big top, then the market pops. Even if we wanted to, yo, this shit ain't never gonna stop. We ain't got no fucking idea, do we? Mimicking someone else's ideas till we make it to the big top, then the market pops. Even if we wanted to, yo, this shit ain't never gonna stop.
I'm sorry to stop this conversation, but as you know, I'm very respected validator on the Cosmos chain. And I have 1.4 atom from my daily reward. It's 50% of my validator. And you know, I usually don't like to dump on the community, and there might be the bug.
I think I've been around long enough to know the difference between who's influencing and who's getting grifted. Getting to the point, everyone is looking desperate, forgetting what it felt like to be arrested. And I don't stress this terror for no domestic. After living through the terror collapse, we battle tested. Most of us wreck with nothing left to invest with, so we build the attention economy as a last-ditch effort to take back the scepter. But the king ain't going out without a fight or a final lecture. So the mission is confidential, no witnesses. That's the main reason this shit is hit or miss. Everybody came here to get rich quick, and then the well dried up, now they thirsty as shit. It should come as no surprise in this silly biz. Mi casa, su casa, but that ain't how it really is. We ain't got no fucking idea, do we? Mimicking someone else's ideas till we make it to the big top, then the market pops. Even if we wanted to, yo, this shit ain't never gonna stop. We ain't got no fucking idea, do we? Mimicking someone else's ideas till we make it to the big top, then the market pops. Even if we wanted to, yo, this shit ain't never gonna stop.
The reason why you're in NFTs, it's pretty clear. I think everyone in the audience would agree with me. And assume people just DM me this, it's because liquidity. You think you can make more money from NFT basically speculators running up the price, and essentially the core team can mint NFTs out of nowhere and dump them. I mean, that's the truth.
I'm sorry to stop this conversation, but as you know, I'm very respect the validator on the Cosmos chain, and I have 1.4 Atom from my daily reward. 50% of my validator, and you know, I usually don't like to dump on the community.
Oh, and I see we have our friend from Terra Space, Finn, who's going to be recording this space. It will live on for the rest of your lifetime, so if you say anything compromising, the SEC might come after you and use this space as proof. We've seen it happen before. It's not a joke.
It's a little bit of a joke that the SEC listens to these spaces.
And there might be the FUD.
Hey, kids!
It's
your buddy!
Sir Joshi
Nakabozo!
Boy, I got a coin for you to invest in! That's right, it's called Put My P in You! Let's go!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.
I see the word porn.
Porn? Where? Shit. Hold on. Hold on. Hot off the presses. This just in.
You have a show, dear.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.